do want to begin then with the first volume, four more to go. And I'm going to begin with the early life. I've given you some thought. I can do this probably in five or six different ways. There's so much material here. But I'm thinking that with whatever years the Lord gives me, that I'll do as much as we can, and it would be wise to cover his life, and then all the other areas, like the parables, the different teachings that he gave, so many of them, could be taken individually. But I think what we all need is a big picture of his life and Our Lady in it, and that we cover all five volumes. I, of course, won't have to skip many pages, because there are parables, and there are many miracles. By the way, miracles, in only one volume, I think I wrote down about 30 miracles in volume one. How many do you have in scripture? About 25. Now, volume two, I already have about 30 already. And also group healings. I mean, miracles. There were so many people there who were invalids and ill, and they put them in different groups. Often he healed a group of lepers all at once. In scripture we have 10, remember, all healed. There were many others. And then he had invalids, cripples. He'd just walk by and say, "I want it," and they'd all get up. But he took on a special majesty. His eyes were bright, you know, and his bearing was, you know, regal, and he was tall, 6 feet at least, and very majestic and handsome. Well, who wouldn't? If you were God, you want the best. My goodness, I don't think he had a crooked nose. In his passion he did, but no way. I mean, this is Jesus, the best. The Superman. How about that? The Superman. And so we're going to begin with the early life of his grandparents. And obviously that'll include some part of Our Lady. We used to think that it was just legend that the names were Joachim and Anne. But from the poem, that's their name. Now there again you can see that legend is based on truth. But sometimes it's maybe a half-truth because over the centuries, they built on it, you know. And there are probably revelations that you don't know about on which it's based. Some of them may have been authentic. At any rate, this is what we have. Now, the first part of this, now, again here, you're going to be my guinea pigs, as in Cocoa Beach and Naples and Orlando and other places. I read large sections, and I said to them, "How do you feel about this?" They said, "It's wonderful, except we like comments here and there." Now, give me honest feedback on this, okay? This is Jesus now saying about Our Lady. This was given 1944, August. He says, "Today, write only this. Purity has such a value that the womb of a creature can contain the uncontainable one, because she possessed the greatest purity that a creature of God could have." He's describing his mother. "The most holy Trinity descended with his perfections, inhabited with its three persons, enclosed its infinity in a small space, but it did not debase itself by doing so, because the love of the Virgin and the will of God widened this space until they rendered it a heaven. And the Most Holy Trinity made itself known by its characteristics, the following. The Father, being once again the creator of the creature, namely Mary, as on the sixth day of creation, had a real worthy daughter fashioned to his perfect image." This is in God's mind. "The mark of God was impressed so completely and exactly on Mary that only in the firstborn, namely Jesus, was it greater. Mary can be called the second born of the Father, because owing to the perfection granted to her and preserved by her, and to her dignity of spouse to Jesus Christ, she was bride, see, in her spirit, and mother of God and queen of heaven. She comes second after the Son of the Father, and second in his eternal thought, in the mind of God. After Jesus, Mary was next, which from eternity he took delight in her. Now the second is the Son, being also her son, did